of a miracle. While winter's growing cold, life seems almost cynical in the gardens of green and gold. While the apples of Eden are calling me, I sometimes just can't believe that man was made a replica of someone else's dream. Away to where the rainbow's just a stony throwaway, where kings and queens assemble just to greet the world and say, hey, bear witness to the princess as she lights a precious stone, and bluebells call you home. Home, 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 bluebells calling home. Home, 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 bluebells calling home.
Home to all the broken melodies,
it's a home for all the sunny skies.
To rhyme without a reason endlessly,
just look at how the butterflies,
when the evening sun sings through the masonry,
and the birds interrupt the trees.
They were talking in the forest, hatching up a scheme.
When winter comes, they'll up and leave, to find the swirling oceans made of conscience and of clay. The weight of all this nonsense we must carry down the way towards the great reunion.
Listen up, campus, along with the rain, the promise of sunshine again. With all that is pretty and all that is blue, the bluebell shines for you. The summer is so marvelous and endeavor to creatures that walk on the moon. Well, in time you'll see the world at the speed of light as we all set stones in the
cold life seems to be almost cynical. In gardens of green and gold,
dancing on the feet of a miracle. Winter's growing cold.
Winter's growing cold.
Life seems to be almost cynical. In the gardens of green and gold.
The light has come to free this song of anything
to free this song of fair.
Magician shakes his head and tells us,
Poet down the main street
can believe his sun-gained
eyes
are calling from the skies.
Hi, this is Percy Jones, Brand X bass player, and you're listening to the Canvas Prog Hour.
76, that's Brand X with Phil Collins on drums from the album Unorthodox Behavior, and that is Running on Three. And kicking off part three right here on the Canvas Prog Hour, Moon Safari from the 2008 double disc called Blomeljude, and that song was called Bluebells. And up next we've got Rush from Power Windows from back in 1985, and this song is called Middletown Dreams.
Broadway.
There was a moon and a street lamp. I didn't know I drank such a lot till I pissed a tequila and a condo the full length of the parking lot. Oh, I talk too loose. Again, I talk too open and free. I pay a high price for my open talking like you do for your silent mystery. Come and talk to me. Please talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me, Mr. Mystery. We could talk about Martha. We could talk about landscapes. I'm not above gossip, but I'll sit on a secret where honor is at stake. Or we could talk about power. About Jesus and Hitler and Howard Hughes or Charlie Chaplin's movies or Bergman's Nordic Blues. Please just talk to me. Any old thing you choose, just come and talk to me. Mr. Mystery, talk to me. Like a fool, I'd listen. You could talk like a sage. Anyway, the best of my mind all goes down on the strings and the page. That mind picks up all these pictures. Still gets my feet up to dance, even though it's covered with keloids from the slings and arrows of outrageous romance. I stole that from Willie the Shake. You know, neither a borrower nor a lender be. Romeo, Romeo, talk to me. Is your silence that golden? Are you comfortable in it? Is it the key to your freedom, or is it the bars on the prison? Are you gagged by your ribbons? Are you really exclusive or just miserly? Spend every sentence as if it was marked currency. Come and spend some on me. Shut me up and talk to me. I'm always talking. Chicken squawk. Please talk to me.
Matt Schweitzer told me that Prairie Angels is one of the most beautiful pieces of music he's ever heard. And A Place Called Freedom. Tell us about that.
Well, in a way, both those things have got, although it's electric guitars, there are acoustic instruments on the second half. I've banded them separately so that people that want to go straight to the acoustic-based song can do that. So you've got the rockier half and the more romantic half. But it was really the idea of the pioneering spirit of the Old West and the romance of that. I was also influenced by Jack Kerouac and On the Road, as so many people were, and there's a description of seeing a girl, I think it's in the midst of a cornfield. I think that his car breaks down with his pal, and then a farmer comes to help them drag the car out of a ditch or something, and he turns up with a gaggle of daughters, and one of them is really, really beautiful, and they both, she must have been about 16, and the guys both agree that she's the most beautiful girl they've ever seen in their lives, and there's a naturalness about her. And I believe she is described as having something about her, her wild rose complexion. That's it. And so I took that line and wove it into an imaginary song set, into my mind, in an earlier era. In other words, the idea of the white man and the red man, or rather the red girl and the white man. And in a way, she symbolizes the land in the song. So it's this duality. It's a romance of place and person amidst the landscape.
By Gary Husband from Dirty and Beautiful.
It was a melody that he sang me. He sang me every line that he wanted on that, and I gave each phrase embellishment. We did it a phrase at a time because I wanted it to be right for him, and he wanted all the phrases to have clipped endings, which normally when I do something, if it's a slow melody, I tend to hang on to the notes at the end. So that was a new way of working for me, and is a lesson that I still need to learn. And it does give things a bounce when you do that. And I was very proud to play on that album with fabulous players such as John McLaughlin and Alan Holdsworth, Robin Trower, and of course Gary himself, who is phenomenally talented. He's an amazing keyboard player and an amazing drummer. So there aren't too many people who get to play keyboards with John McLaughlin and drums with Level 42, but he manages to do both of those things so far. So I'm sure he'll do great things in future. Very talented man.
Thank you.
I'm driving in the car listening to Squack It, one of the ones that I just can't help singing along with is Alien.
Right, okay.
And it's got a nice chorus, and, you know, it's easy to find a harmony part and just jump right in. But tell us about that.
Well, it's a song that Chris really brought to the table, and it was something that he had performed with Yes live. But I think they'd done a fairly arrangement of it. In other words, I think it was voice, guitar, acoustic guitar, I believe, and piano. So I don't think that it became a fully fledged arrangement with Yes. But when we did it, we had the idea that we'd go to town on the arrangement and try and incorporate as many elements as we could. So we went to one of the stalwarts of the progressive genre and used Mellotron, both the strings and flute, and various other things, of course, real drums, guitar straight into the computer via my pedals. But in the main, I think, you know, that was really it. So if I remember it correctly, that's the four-man team on that, myself, Roger, Chris. Did I say four-man team? Yes, and Jeremy Stacey on drums, of course.
Thank you.
from the In Focus album Squacket, A Life Within a Day, and that is Aliens. And before that, we had Gary Husband from his 2010 album Dirty and Beautiful, Volume 1. And that's Steve Hackett playing along with him on Moonsong. Before that, Steve Hackett from Beyond the Shrouded Horizon, a 2011 release. And we heard Prairie Angel and A Place Called Freedom, which blended in right into each other. And before that, Joni Mitchell from 1977. From the album Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, we heard a song called Talk to Me, and that's Jaco Pastorius on bass, and that's a wrap for part three right here on the
Canvas Prize.